Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
That's right. Morning, Nate.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm great. I'm slightly terrified that it's the first day of December.
How did we get here? What's happened?
I'm just looking forward in the next 3 weeks for just endless amounts of gift wrapping.
Yeah.
You guys will be so busy with all the Christmas shopping, eh?
Yeah, we'll have Christmas shopping. We'll have one gift wrapper on each table. Last year we had Suri on the floor, wrapping on her knee. It's all go.
Suri's a real one for that.
Oh my gosh, jinx. That's incredible. And of course, it's getting to that time of the year where you're probably putting together your summer reading list. I know I am.
Yeah, I feel like it's funny working in a bookstore because all your reading is done far ahead.
Right,
so you kind of get the new books out for Christmas in June, and then they come in and it's like, oh my god, this is actually here. So when you're reading now, it's like March and May, which is
really
fun.
You're so ahead of the curve.
It is really
just
fun.
So ahead.
You're like doing your winter reading already.
I just feel like summer's that one time of the year I've got nothing on, and like, you know, you can really hook into
you
a book.
You can finally
read
again.
You've got the span for it, I feel.
Taking it to the beach, lying in the sun, reading a book for a few hours. It's a good time to be a bookseller.
Magic.
Speaking my language. Okay, what have we got to talk about today?
We have a great book today. It's one of those rare books that comes into Time Out that everyone kind of reads and everyone loves. It's called The Silver Book by Olivia Wang. It's a super interesting book. It's kind of a fictionalized account of real events. So it's set in kind of the golden age of Tamil cinema, the 1970s, and it's structured around two real movies and their directors. Casanova by Fellini, and Fellini's probably best known for La Dolce Vita. And great film. I've never seen Casanova, I have to admit, but I also like to say when I do a book about real things, you don't have to have seen the movies. I haven't.
Right.
And that's particularly relevant for this book because the second movie is Pasolini's Sawa, which is one of the most controversial movies ever made.
Right, okay.
It's based on this book called 120 Days of Sodom. And I'll get onto it again later, but it's essentially a microcosm of fascism. And these young people are kidnapped and brought to this manor where a lot of terrible things happen. But we don't start off there. We start off in Venice and with a young British man called Nicholas, and he gets off a train, and I love it when books do this. He gets off a train and you know he's running from something, but you don't know what. And so he gets to Venice. It's 1974. It's beautiful. He meets a film designer, and this Nicholas isn't real. He's not a historical figure, but the film designer is a man called Danilo Donati, which is a great name, and I've probably butchered the pronunciation of it. But he meets this guy who is the kind of premier set and costume designer of Italian cinema. And he's in Venice to plan out Casanova, which is set between Venice and London. And he meets Nicholas, they spend the night together, and he essentially says, do you want to be my assistant? And you're an art student, you can do sketches, and you can come and help us make this movie. And I don't think any person who's got $20 in their pocket as an artist would ever turn that down.
Yeah.
It's amazing. So they go back to London to make this movie, and essentially it's still in those age of practical effects. They didn't have CGI really. So they have to make Venice in a warehouse in Rome, and you get these amazing kind of behind the scenes look at what set design was. And it's why I was talking to Mel from Wimp White Books, which is a really great store in Parnell, and she said it's just such a great book because it's kind of a literary beat treat. And I don't know if I go quite that far, but I think there is a joy to reading it, reading how they kind of make sets with $1,000 that would need $10,000 out of paper mache and ribbon and tie it all together and build these kind of glittering worlds. And so you start off there and then you go to the set of Sawa, and I think that's when the action kind of really comes into its own, particularly because the central mystery of this book is that Pasolini died as Sawa was kind of in post-production, and his death has always been very mysterious.
Okay.
And partly he would often kind of go out at night and hook up with men, young men, and that was how it was portrayed. But he was also an intense critic of the government, and this is what Sawa is. Pasolini believed that in every capitalist system there was kind of an inbuilt fascism, and that's what the book is kind of centrally about. In Sawa and being behind the scenes of that, there's just amazing conversations of kind of how do you represent a fascist building in a set? How do you represent fascist clothing? And they make this kind of glittering but kind of soulless set, and then show all these terrible things happening in it. But I think the book has kind of been criticised a bit. I've seen some people say it's too stylish, and I can see what they mean. It is a very stylized book. You're in Italy. You're kind of driving through Tuscany and Lombardo and convertibles. There's incredibly lavish kind of sets of food, and you're in the world of cinema, which is a glittering kind of beautiful world.
Italy can't help itself that it's that glamorous.
It sounds suave.
Exactly, it can't. And you're kind of, they're all wearing, even though it's 100 degrees outside, kind of tight suits. But I think that's kind of the point, and it's kind of the point of Sawa as well, is there's this kind of mirage world, and it can be stylish and beautiful. And this is what Pasolini essentially thought of modern life. It can be stylish and beautiful, but underneath that is this kind of inbuilt violence.
And so ugly.
And Sawa was like kind of his way of bringing it to the front.
Right.
But it's, I don't know, it's just a very interesting read. If you like film, I mean, it's the perfect book, but I think anyone would really enjoy it. And you also have that queer love story, which, I mean, calling it a love story feels a bit odd, because everything that Olivia Lang does in this book is about power. The personal dynamics are central to that, and this relationship is central to that, how kind of power structures all of our lives. And particularly when you have a young man and a very established set designer, you can imagine how
the power dynamics.
So it's less of a love story and more of a power struggle.
Kind of, but I guess Olivia Lang and probably Pasolini would say that everything is a power struggle.
And maybe everything is a love story too.
And maybe everything is a love story too.
Wow.
But and then you do have a mystery. The circumstance of his death that no one really knows what's happening. Before that, they stole some of the film from Sawa. Back when, yeah, you had one copy of a movie and you had to keep it in a box.
It was
safe.
All on, one take.
Exactly. But I just think it's a fascinating read. And Olivia Lang, wrote it in response to the current times. And it feels weird to say that about a book set in the 1970s. But I think it is a perfect book about looking at how art can criticise culture, how art reflects culture, and kind of central to it all is this idea that Western society is built on a structure that's decaying. And that's where Fellini's comes in. Casanova's depicted as this expression of himself as a person who is kind of slowly decaying and dying. And I think you have that too, flip of that extremely otherworldly Casanova and then the harshness of Sawa that do have a kind of connection between them. But yeah, if we're looking at Christmas, I think this is the perfect book to get your kind of arty friend.
I was just thinking of all of my friends who went to Elam, who I might get this for. Yeah. I feel as though I've got a few arty farty friends who are gonna eat this up.
But it also sounds like a really dazzling read, like, you know, just for kind of bumming around on the beach.
I think it is. If you want to read, and yet who doesn't want to read about convertibles going through Italian countryside? It's a beautiful setting. If you have anyone in your life who, if you message them, do you want to come over and watch a 1970s Italian film with me, and they would be happy, get them this book.
Right. Wow. Thank you so much, Nate. Today we talked about the Silver Book from Olivia Liang. Beautiful stuff.
Mm. Thanks, Nate.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Time Out. Everyone, get out there and do some Christmas shopping because Nate's ready to do some gift wrapping.
Also, it is coming quicker than you think it is.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. All right, that was Loose Reads.
That was Loose Reads.